for the humanity only 12 imams to lead the humanity after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until the day of judgment. And these imams are, as you see here in the board, the first one is Ali ibn Abi Talib. And Ali ibn Abi Talib had two sons, Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn. Both of them is imam. So how many we have now? Three. They said, it is the only time in the history that there is two imams in the same times. But this cannot happen ever again. Why? I don't know. Then they said, all imams been appointed from Al-Husayn. Sons not from Al-Hasan. And I'm sure you can know, you can understand why. You can figure that by yourself. Because as you know, Al-Hasan give the Khilafah to Muawiyah radiallahu anh. But Al-Husayn, he died. And he was killed by the Bani Umayyah, by Yazid ibn Muawiyah's, by Yazid ibn Muawiyah's army. So since Al-Hasan gave it up, it's a kind of, they said, we're not going to choose anyone from his sons. And they have this rule. They invented also another rule. They said the imams cannot be the cousin, must be the son or the grandson. So they had Al-Husayn. Then Al-Husayn had a son, his name has different sons. But one of them, his name is Ali. Ali ibn Al-Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, which is named Zain al-Abidin. Zain al-Abidin. And Ali, Zain al-Abidin, has several sons. One of them is named Muhammad. This is the chosen one. Muhammad al-Baqir. Then, after Muhammad al-Baqir, Ja'far ibn Muhammad. His name Ja'far al-Sadiq. And he's well known in the Shia by Abu Abdullah. Abu Abdullah. You will see tons of narrations saying Abu Abdullah said. One of the scholars said, Ibn al-Jawziya, if I'm not mistaken, said, if you collect all these narrations, they claim that Ja'far al-Sadiq said, and all these stories and rules, and some of them 2 pages of talk. If you collect the much of narrations they said about Ja'far al-Sadiq, and you divided this by the days he lived in this dunya, that means he will start talking since he was born until he die and more, and 10, you can add 10 years more. And he will not finish this talk. So many. And don't think this exaggerations, because they have too much talk. You have to know that they have books. They have books. Some of these books already around 80 volumes. It's called The Seas of the Lightness, Bihar al-Anwar. It's so many. They have a lot. They have maybe the biggest library you can ever imagine. They have their own history. Anyway, Ja'far al-Sadiq, after him, Musa al-Kadhim. And here, in this particular part, number 7, the Shia split. The people we're talking about here, and split from them, as I told you, the Ismailiyya, the Ismailis, because they choose another son, Ismail ibn Ja'far, not Musa. Anyway, Musa, after Musa, Ali ibn Musa, Ali al-Ridha. Then Muhammad al-Jawad, the generous. Ali al-Hadi. Then here al-Hasan al-Askari, number 11. When they reach al-Hasan al-Askari, there was a problem. Hasan al-Askari, he had no sons. He is Aqim. Aqim, it means that the person who cannot have children. All of his life, no sons. So that means that God chosen the wrong one. That's what it means. So how to get out of this problem? You cannot lie by inventing person and to give a whole story about his life. You cannot do that. And you can lie 100,000 of statements about somebody exist in the history. But you cannot make a person in the history who never exists. You understand what I'm saying? Otherwise, it's going to be very easy to find out this is a big lie. So what they did, they said, no. He had his son, but this son, after a few months or a year, he entered to a hall and he disappeared. And this is the 12th Imam, Muhammad ibn al-Hassan al-Askari, and he will come back in the end of the days with his name al-Mahdi. So now, khalas, they didn't need to worry about who's coming next. Yani all this, they found a very good solution to say he disappeared. And yani, khalas, they can put whatever they want about somebody, he disappeared. This is the 12 imam they believe in. Just before I pass this, I want to tell you something. This imam from us, from Ahl Sunnah. The 12 imam, all of them from Ahl Sunnah. Except this last one, he never existed. These people, they lie at them. None of them ever claim that he is imam. Therefore, you will never see in the history any one of them led a movement against the Khalifa. Ever. And this was a big problem in the Shia's history. Why all the people who fought were not the imams? What imams means? Leader. If you're a leader, why you didn't take your leadership? You took it back from whoever took it from you. But in the history, you couldn't see that those people made really movement against the leader, the Khalifas. And this was a big problem the Shia dealt with a very smart way. Tayyib. And you'll see it later, Shah. One of their names also, Al-Ja'fariyah. They call themselves Al-Ja'fariyah, and they love this name. This is their favorite, so don't ever call them this, Ja'faris. Because they love this name. They're so proud of it. They said, because we belong to this man, Ja'far Sadiq, the one I told you about. They said, all of our fiqh been taken from Ja'far Sadiq. All of our fiqh, or most of our fiqh, taken from Ja'far Sadiq. And our religion, the details of the religion. قال بنينا فروعنا على أقواله وآرائه. And he is free of that. One of their names, they call themselves also Al-Khassah, the special people, the specialist. Al-Khassah. And they call themselves that because they said, we are different than any other nations or any other people. Shias believe that the Shias been created from a special mud, different than the mud which Allah created the rest of the humanity. And they believe that Allah's lights mixed with this mud and it been taken from a special place. Therefore, every Shi'i is different than anybody else. And you will see, they believe that everybody, he is not Shi'i, he doesn't belong to his father. He is a son of adultery. Except the Shias. Therefore, you see in their books, they said in the Day of Judgment, only Shia will be called by their fathers. The rest of the humanity will be called with their mothers. Because they don't really know who is their fathers, except us. And therefore, they call us the special people. They are different than others. And all humanity been created to serve them. And you can tell who believes the same beliefs. Yahud. This is the same belief of the Jews. As a matter of fact, there is a narration in the Talmud, which is the book of the Jewish, said that the Jewish been created from a mud mixed with the light of God. Exactly the same word, the same terms, as if it just paste, yani, cut and paste from the Talmud to the book of the Shias. Anyway, and one of their names is Ar-Rafidah, which is what we use. And this is the name they hate the most. And this is the name being given to them from one of the Prophet's family. This name, Al-Rafidah, means the rejecter, the person who rejects.